Penguin Random House Audio presents Lilac Girls by Martha Hall Kelly. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell, Kathleen Gotti, and Catherine Khanna. With a note read by the author. Part 1. Chapter 1. Caroline. September 1939. If I'd known I was about to meet the man who'd shatter me like bone china on terracotta, I would have slept in. Instead, I roused our florist, Mr. Sitwell, from his bed to make a boutonniere. My first consulate gala was no time to stand on ceremony. I joined the riptide of the great unwashed moving up Fifth Avenue. Men in gray felted fedoras pushed by me. The morning papers in their attachés bearing the last benign headlines of the decade. There was no storm gathering in the east that day, no portent of things to come. The only ominous sign from the direction of Europe was the scent of slack water wafting off the East River. As I neared our building at the corner of Fifth Avenue and 49th Street, I felt Roger watching from the window above. He'd fired people for a lot less than being 20 minutes late. But the one time of year the New York elite opened their wallets and pretended they cared about France was no time for skimpy boutonnières. I turned at the corner, the morning sun alive in the gold-leaf letters chiseled in the cornerstone, La Maison Française. The French building, home to the French consulate, stood side by side with the British Empire building, facing Fifth Avenue.